Trying hydroponics. Have you ever heard of hydroponic gardening? It's not as science fiction as it sounds. Hydroponics simply refers to growing plants and flowers in a water-based solution rather than an actual soil. Many who have greenhouses find this as a perfect chance to try hydroponics since the environment is much easier to control in a greenhouse than a basement or other area of the home. And hydroponics is actually typically much more successful than typical soil gardening since you control the nutrients the plants get, unlike soil where it's more hit or miss. How hydroponics work. Plants grow when their roots absorb a certain mixture of carbon and nitrogen. These elements exist naturally in the soil. However, if plants can get these elements from another medium, they'll grow just as well. You might compare this to how humans need protein, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other important elements to grow and maintain their systems. Typically, we get these things from the food we eat. However, these things can also be gotten from a solution such as what you might get at a hospital through an IV. As long as that solution that the doctor hooks into your arm has all those vital elements, you'll survive just fine. With hydroponics, plants survive much the same way. Usually their roots are held in place with what is called a growing medium. Usually just pebbles or gravel, and then a special water-based solution is washed over those roots on a regular basis. The roots then absorb what nutrients they need from that solution. It's important to note that hydroponics is not just watering plants. Plain water doesn't contain any of those important elements that plants need to survive. Instead, you would use a special solution made just for hydroponic gardening. These solutions are readily available at just about any gardening supply center. Hydroponics might seem a little high-tech or difficult to understand, but in reality, it's actually very simple. Many who try it say that it's one of the simplest, most effective ways of growing plants and flowers, and keep in mind that you can grow virtually anything in this type of system. The system. One of the keys to the success of a hydroponic system is how it's built. While you can go to a supply store and purchase an entire hydroponic system, building one of your own is very easy no matter your experience or lack of it with building and construction. A hydroponic system is really very easy. One favorite way of building a homemade system is to use some PVC pipe, which you may very well already have in your home or can purchase at a salvage yard. The reason this pipe works so well is that the round design makes for a perfect cup to hold the water solution as it washes over the roots of the plants. The top will need some holes drilled in it so the plant stems can grow out of these, or some just cut off a portion of the top of the pipe. A growing medium such as pebbles, gravel, or sand needs to be in the bottom of the pipe. This is what will hold the roots in place and give your plant stability and balance. Any hydroponics gardening system will offer a wide range of mediums. Usually it's best to start with seedlings rather than actual seeds when starting with a hydroponic system. This is simply because seeds might get washed away by the inexperienced gardener. You simply need to transplant your seeds very carefully to the growing medium and nestle them inside so that they're steady and stable. Working the hydroponics. When we say that water washes over your plants, we don't mean that it really just runs over them quickly, but instead the water fills the pipe or other structure and stays there while it gets absorbed by the plants. Once the plants have absorbed all the nutrients they need, the water then runs off and is discarded. Some hydroponics systems work a bit differently. The water never actually runs off, but fills the system and stays there until the plants have absorbed about half of it. Then it's time to refill the system with more nutrient solution. So how can you tell which system works for you and what to do with your own hydroponic system? Knowing how much solution to add to water to get the right pH levels for plants is going to be your first step. The pH of the solution tells you how much feed you have in your solution versus plain water. And you want to maintain your pH at a certain level for healthy plants. Most plants need a pH of around 6. The solution you purchase for your hydroponic system will then instruct you on how much to add to a certain amount of water to maintain the right pH. For example, suppose you have a PVC pipe system, and to fill it so that it's full, it takes 10 gallons of water. Your solution might instruct you to add 1 tablespoon for every gallon of water to maintain proper pH. So of course you need 10 tablespoons of solution for that right solution. Testing your pH in between fillings is important. Most hydroponic gardeners purchase a pH tester much like you use for a swimming pool. You simply scoop up a bit of water, add some chemicals, or use a test strip, and the tester will tell your pH. Benefits of hydroponics. If you are planning a greenhouse because you like puttering around with flowers, then hydroponics might not be for you, since you don't need to worry about weed pulling or transplanting into larger pots as the plants grow. But if you want a greenhouse because you want to successfully grow plants and vegetables for your own use, or for transplanting in your own yard, then you should definitely consider a hydroponic system. This is because most gardeners have a lot more success with hydroponics than they do with other gardening systems. When you put plants in the soil, you're taking a risk with how unreliable soil really is. It's virtually impossible for you to monitor and maintain soil's health. With hydroponics, you're raising your plants in a very controlled environment. You know that they're getting the right combination of carbon and nitrogen, which plants use for food. It's also true that when you try hydroponics at an indoor location, you have far fewer problems with bugs and pests. You will, of course, occasionally get insects and other pest problems, but nowhere near what you would face when raising plants in soil. And since the plants usually do so much better with hydroponics, you may find that you can raise plants in a healthy way. You have fewer reasons to use insecticides and other harsh chemicals. Most plant foods also have synthetic chemicals and elements, and when you don't need to use those to supplement the soil, then the plants don't absorb these either. Hydroponics FAQs. You might still be unsure about whether or not hydroponics is the right system for you and your greenhouse. Here's a quick rundown of hydroponics FAQs, frequently asked questions for your review. How large do the systems need to be? As with all gardening projects, you can construct a hydroponic system that is big enough for all the plants you wish to grow, or that will accommodate only one or two plants. We've suggested using PVC pipe simply because it's very easy for most people to work with, but hydroponic systems have been made from items as small as disposable plastic cups. You simply drill some holes in the bottom, put your growing medium in along with your seedling, and place the cups in a tray or other receptacle that will hold the water solution. Of course, if you're very ambitious, you can create large reservoir systems that accommodate dozens of plants. It's really up to you and will depend on your space available more than anything. Do plants really grow this way? Many who try hydroponics report that their garden actually grows much better than ever before. This is probably because you have more control over the nutrients you're feeding your plants, so they won't suffer because of poor soil the way many gardens do. Is hydroponics organic? If you use organic hydroponic solutions, then yes, it can be considered an organic way of growing. It may also be one of the safest ways of growing, because when you plant a soil garden, you can use organic products yourself, but the soil will always absorb the chemicals and elements that your neighbors are using as well. With hydroponics, you don't have that problem. Hydroponics are not as difficult as you might think. As a matter of fact, many who try this hobby wonder how they ever did without it. You can grow plants in a basement or garage, provided it's warm enough, with a hydroponic system. And when you introduce your plants to the combination of a warm and sunny greenhouse and the controlled maintenance of hydroponics, you may have the best plants you've ever grown. So don't shy away from these systems and from trying your hand at it. You'll be glad you did.